computers is 4,000.
Good morning, everybody. It's September 10th, 2019, and I'll call to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors. We're meeting as Drainage District Trustees. And we have one item on our agenda today, which is to receive a preliminary annexation report for Drainage District Grant Number 5. But first, I would ask everybody who's here if you would be, gentlemen, he's got a piece of paper there and pen. If you would sign in just so we know who is here today, I would appreciate that for our records and contact information in case we want to get some information to you. So we have Kent Rohde here. And are you going to present to us?
I am. Good morning, all. We have...
And I'm sorry, I cannot remember the name of the person who's with you.
Tyler Conley. And again, I'm Kent Rohde with Bolton and Mank. Today we're here to file. I think the board is, all they're going to do is accept the annexation report, engineer's report on annexation for Drainage District Number 5 grant. And you guys all have electronic version of the report or not?
We do. Kent, in the future, is it possible to get it to us before the end of the day, right before our meeting?
Yeah, I apologize for that. Again, I was gone for here the past week. And
you took vacation?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll try and get it to you a little sooner.
Okay, super. Thank you.
We do have some a few hard copies here if anybody's interested.
Let me grab one of the hard copies.
And I've got
Anybody
an electronic.
Else?
I've got my electronic.
I've got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Like to look at it.
Thank you.
I got see what it is.
Yeah. Good.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. So, a little background. Everybody's aware that. We are now in the bidding process of taking bids for a west main tile. Drainage District Number 5, and that is out for bids, and bids will be received, I believe, October 28th. So this report deals with annexing parcels and lands that will benefit not only from that west main tile, but from the existing field facilities of the drainage district as well. And that amounts to 2,303.88 acres that are receiving benefit from the existing as well as proposed facilities. Chapter 468.119 and .126 deal with annexation and board's responsibilities to annex those that are receiving benefit or will receive benefit from a facility and may do so with or without a petition from those landowners. In front of you, we have a map on the display map on the screen. I know this is a big district. It's hard to see. There's a more detailed printed map in your report that shows those areas, as well as a itemized parcel. Description laid out in the report as well. With that, are there any questions? I don't know what other details you may have questions about. Our purpose today here is just for the board to accept the report and set a date and time for the hearing.
questions?
I have no questions because I'll need time to look over it, but it's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward. It's just a matter of acres that we determined that would be drained into and receiving benefit for each of these parcels.
Supervisor Hedden, any questions?
No. Well, I guess just one, just clarifying. I think you said it already, and I didn't get it written down. How many acres were you looking at?
And that's in the written part of the report at the very last paragraph, 2,303.8.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So we, looking at a motion to receive the report and set a date for the hearing. And Scott, did we have a date already proposed for the hearing? I thought we did.
Yeah, and if not, that I don't think it's October 28th.
It's the
29th. Thank you. Okay.
And the landowner has already been notified of that, but we should.
Right.
Well, because right. We did set that date at the last meeting.
Did we set
we
a time?
6 o'clock. It's on. Scott sent out a calendar invite, and we all accepted.
Okay.
I'm looking at the calendar.
We're going to award the bids as well.
Right. For both.
Right. The bid letting and opening is October 24, and then we'll select a bidder on the 29th.
Consideration of bids will be that night.
So I do have a question related to process then. So let's say that there's significant objection from landowners on the annexation, at the annexation hearing, and the fact that we've already gone ahead and opened the bids and we're doing the awarding, we would then, am I correct, that we would delay awarding the bids because we wouldn't have necessarily settled on annexation. I put support once again. Let's say that we decide not to do the annexation based upon landowner protest, if you will, or landowner feedback, and then we've already opened bids, put out for a bid. Then do we not accept an award, a bid, or do we not award?
Are you suggesting that we should have the public hearing first to decide on direction
before
we consider
the annexation isn't new. I mean, the landowners have seen this before. They haven't seen the report that gives acres and names.
Correct.
But we've seen this map before.
Correct. Right. But
let me be clear that there is no right of remonstrance for an annexation.
Correct.
But there is opportunity for landowners to object, but I think there should be a particular reason for determining if, for example, if they have shown reason why their land does not drain to the facilities or they may not benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something that we could then consider and maybe amend the report and then extend the hearing to a later date.
So coming back here on a process, all right, just to clarify, first of all, while you suggested why we would not annex or why we would not do it that night, it is up to the three board members here to determine whether they would vote for annexation or not, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's say, and I am not in any way throwing anything out here about any discussions or anything. I'm asking about the peer process here, all right? So if we first decide that we don't want to annex per the suggested report that evening after the public hearing input, then my question comes back to, do we still proceed with going ahead and awarding the project? Because it would change the amounts of the existing landowners that they would have to pay. That's what I'm thinking. I'm moving down the process.
If you don't do the annexation for whatever reason, I can't think of why you wouldn't, but then that would be that needs to be considered on awarding the project at that time.
Will they change the scope of the project?
If you award the project, you have to annex.
Say that one more time. I mean,
if the project moves forward, the board has to annex in some manner.
Right.
Because there's a large portion shown on this map that would benefit, that the board has a responsibility to make sure that these people are assessed for those.
So based on this discussion, here's how I would see the 29th going, and I could be very wrong, correct me if I am. First, we have the public hearing. Then we have discussion and consideration of the proposed annexation. And then we would have consideration of bids if we annex.
Yes.
So that's the agenda for the 29th. Does that resolve your process?
It does, and I wanted to make sure we all understood very much the process, given that the first project we've decided to approach here is not the mandatory one of the open main ditch, but instead is of that west tile creation of a new part, and that's almost exclusively in the to be annexed, the proposed annex land. That's just, I wanted to make sure that we all were on the same page about understanding what's happening and why.
Kent, do you have something to add to that?
No, I don't. I think that seems reasonable. I don't see a huge, there may be some objections to the report, mm-hmm. but again, I think those may be minor things that people can, if they can show that their land doesn't benefit for whatever reason, that would.
Let
be
me just make a comment here. The sole agenda item we have today is to receive the annexation report. We are going through what the next steps are, but this is not a public hearing. So I see you stood up. That's why I said it would.
Madam Chair, may I add something or not?
If you can keep it brief.
Would
you go to the microphone?
Okay.
Are we recording?
Yes,
please. And state your name, please.
Yeah, Roger Angstrom, the landowner. We have an objection or concern about the drainage outlet, and that's an engineering issue. And if that changes the engineering issue, then that'll change the bid. Process of the bid amount, perhaps. It may or may not, but I think that engineering problem needs to be solved also.
To reference, then, when you say the drainage outlet, are you talking about up at the, what I would say, the north end here or the south end?
South end. At the railroad.
Okay, there we go.
At the railroad. Mm-hmm. Right now,
can we discuss what his concerns are?
Why don't we just
at the railroad, there's a big culvert, a big bridge mm-hmm. that's been there since they built the railroad, and it is deep. And the proposed outlet now is what, maybe 50, 100 feet north of that at a washout of the tile, which is not low enough and not the same level as the bridge. Mm-hmm. So we think that if it could go to the bridge itself, we could gain several feet, maybe up to 7 feet.
And that therefore changes the actual project that is being bid upon. So, okay, all right.
We can discuss this further later, I believe, as it is more engineering.
They put a bid out on like it is.
So we approved the project as proposed here, and that's what we're asking for bids on. So we would need to go back and change that.
Let me just ask a question. Would that change to the project? Would it add or would it alter the direction of the project?
I don't think it will alter the direction of the project. It could change the plans.
And therefore the culvert...
Depending on what... Again, this is the first I've known.
This, you've not, we've not had this brought to us before as concerning.
Right.
So that's... Yeah, we're in the midst of this and have been working on this.
And it could actually, if there are changes made to the plans, it could alter the annexations. But again, that could be amended. Things can be changed. But I think this is...
This, in my opinion, this project is potentially so big. I mean, you know, it's got multifaceted here. So it would seem that if we want to make changes, we want to look at those suggestions, we should do it now rather than amending later on. That's just my initial feeling. Having sat in the room over at the community center, and what, there had to have been 100-plus people there.
Okay, let's go back to process here then. That would be my concern. Okay, Roger, you're bringing up a concern here. We've had several meetings. When do we say we've got all the information we need and we can move forward, because we might have more concerns come up on the 29th?
I guess it's hard for me to answer a lot of these questions until we know more of the details of what you guys are wanting to see if it's even feasible and whether it would be pertinent. But I think we move forward with changes can always be made. I think we move forward with accepting the report, setting the date, like we plan. Some changes can be made either by change order or in the plan, either before,
okay,
or we can do that by addendum as well,
I guess,
to the plans.
I guess that goes to kind of Loris's question brought up earlier, just so that I have better clarification here. But you've got folks that are giving bids or working on that beginning October 24th, would they have that full information? Or after that public hearing, do you then go back to those entities and say, okay, we've decided we want this addendum or this additional area addressed? Do you have them rebid? I'm just wondering the process.
An addendum can be done at any time now, between now and the time of receiving bids. Obviously, you don't want to do it, depending on the magnitude of the addendum, you don't want to do it hours or days, a couple days ahead of time. But we have done it, depending on if it's a minor thing. If it's a larger thing, you want to give them as much time as possible so they can adjust their bids.
So if you look at
that's very, very common to have addendums.
So let me just ask this. With what Mr. Engstrom said here, is this something you think might be a small addendum that you can work on? If you talk to him and said, yes, this is valid to include with this, could you just decide to issue the addendum? We'd have to get back together. We'd have to do that. Are you recommending that you want to look at this and consider issuing an addendum to what we already have out for bid, or are you saying let's go with our process now? And
I'm saying move forward with our process.
Move forward with our process,
Tyler.
I think so. I see if anything needs to be, if there needs to be an addendum issued, I don't see it being something that will significantly change the course of the proceedings. Everything will still need to be done, and especially with the amount of time that we have left before the bid, if any changes needed to be made, there's still plenty of time for all the contractors to consider and amend their bids appropriately.
So WEDA would still need to meet as the Drainage District Trustees to approve the addendum prior to you putting it out to the contractors. That's the question.
Depends on the magnitude of the addendum. A lot of times those aren't necessarily approved by the owner.
Okay.
Board as the trustee. But if it's a larger one, yes, we may want
Could
to
you
that.
Consult with Mr. Engstrom and then make that determination whether you want to recommend an addendum to us and try to do that within the next couple weeks?
Certainly.
Is that okay with everybody?
I'd like...
That's how we move forward.
Yeah, and I'd like, Darren, are you able to help participate in that also? Okay, then we've got three engineers. Okay, at least there. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Now, I would entertain a motion to receive the preliminary, unless there's further discussion.
No, I think my suggestion, or Laura, she made the suggestion that I was looking at, is I want some information back, so I'm good.
Okay. And my understanding is we've already set October 24th and October 29th, so those do not need to be included in a motion. Simply a motion to receive the preliminary annexation report for Drainage District Grant 5.
Mm-hmm. I move that we accept the preliminary annexation report for District Grant 5.
And you have set the hearing date?
And we already set the hearing date.
Yes. Correct.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, Olson?
Aye.
Hedman?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now entertain a motion to adjourn, unless there's anything else from our engineer.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Hedman?
Aye.
Olson? Aye.
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We're adjourned.
Okay.
I put on for you. Pardon me.
That's what I feel like I want to be a
tiger. We're adjourned. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Good. This has been different plants that have voted a lot.
Yeah. So.